Matthew, chapter 3. Now in those days comes John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh. For this is he who has been spoken of through Esaias the prophet, saying, Voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. And John himself had his garment of camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his nourishment was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the country round the Jordan, and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But seeing many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, Offspring of vipers, who has forewarned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce therefore fruit worthy of repentance. And do not think to say within yourselves, We have Abraham for our father, for I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children to Abraham. And already the axe is applied to the root of the trees. Every tree therefore not producing good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water to repentance. But he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not fit to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, whose winnowing fan is in his hand, and he shall thoroughly purge his threshing floor, and shall gather his wheat into the garner. But the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. Then comes Jesus from Galilee to the Jordan to John, to be baptized of him, but John urgently forbade him, saying, have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me. But Jesus answering said to him, Suffer it now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffers him. And Jesus, having been baptized, went up straightway from the water, and lo, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove, and coming upon him, and behold, a voice out of the heavens saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I have found my delight.